Of course, as we've mentioned, these names are of reports that that have interviews scheduled. And, of course, if anything breaks in the next week or so, you'll hear it right here on Jaguars.com. Let's go to social media, your favorite, John.
I love me some social media.
I know you do. At JMoreU92 asking, what position do you think is the strongest in free agency? This is it's a tough question this early, right?
Yeah,
because
it really is.
The teams haven't re-signed guys. All this could change in a few weeks.
Yeah, and that's really the big thing with that. You hear names like Julius Thomas. You hear names like Sue. But until the thing actually plays out, which can take in the last 3 or 4 days before free agency, guys have already been franchised at that point. But you see guys go off the market, and you see this thing change. So, to be honest, I haven't dipped heavy into the lists yet, because the season's not even over with. I'm sure some of these names we're talking about will be out there, but my approach with free agency is basically, and until you get down to where you start hearing a little more about exactly who's going to be back, would a team love to have Dez Bryant? Would a team love to have Demaryius Thomas? You know, and these are just names that are under contract with other teams. So the point is, usually with these big-time guys that really think they would shape the market, most teams figure out a way to get those guys back. So the answer is we shall see in early March what the absolute strongest areas in free agency would be.
At Connor Brock 6 asking, so how do you think your offense and defense has been this year compared to last year?
In 2015? Not bad.
That's right.
It's better.
Pretty good.
I think the defense was clearly better.
No doubt about
it. You know, you get some kickback from fans on that a little bit of, oh, how could they finish 27th, 28th in the league? And, again, Gus was asked that at a season-ending press conference. And he said, you know, there were a few games early that kind of skewed things. But they felt, and I think correctly so, that most of the areas that were leaky early, most of the things that really gave you a problem, which was the long passes early, some of the big plays, for the most part, in an NFL way, they got that worked out. And when I say in an NFL way, you're not going to go a whole season and never give up a big play.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Not going to go a whole season and not have a couple of games where the other team passes for a lot of yards. The league is built for offenses to get loose at times. But for the most part, this defense looked and did its job, which I said at the beginning of the season, a lot of people around here did too. The job of the defense was to give the offense a chance to win games. Well, the offense was so young that it didn't take advantage of some of the opportunities it had to win games. But I think most people, when they looked at the defense, if you really looked at it, felt like this team gave itself a better chance defensively to win games than it did in 2013. And again, the offense clearly was not as good as last year, but you would think most of the step back was a matter of communication and experience between just almost a historic number of young guys offensively. And as tired as people get of hearing that, when you look back on 2014 from in 2 or 3 years, you're going to look at it and go, wow, how young was that? That really was the theme of that season.
83 rookie starts this year in both offense and defense.
Sure.
19 more than the second most team in the league. If you look at the other end of the spectrum,
right.
Denver had 5 rookie starts this
right.
year.
Right, which, again, you don't, excuse me, ideally, as Dave Caldwell said on Tuesday, you want to be in a situation going into the season where you don't feel forced to have rookies in your lineup. That if a rookie comes in and wins the job because he has to be there and you're like, wow, this is a guy we got to get in there, then fine. But you don't want to be sitting in training camp and saying, you know what, this guy's not ready, but we got to play him. So he believes, and again, if you look at the roster correctly so, that they won't be in nearly that situation going forward as they have been the last 2 years. He said it's not ideal to have to play those guys. We did. He expects that the roster, as it approaches regular season, will be much more able to not have so many rookies in the starting lineup or contributing early. And he's certainly smart enough to know that that's the way you want to be.
Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank. Pete Prisco coming up, CBSSports.com senior NFL columnist in just a few minutes. Senior Bowl coming up in a couple of weeks. The Jaguars will coach the South team again in Mobile at Ladd Peebles Stadium. The Jaguars.com crew will be there again. Brian Sexton, you, Dave DeCandis, Patrick Cavanaugh will spend a week in Mobile. Always a fun week. Always a little more intriguing, though, when the Jaguars are involved. And I know the coaching staff's off this week, except for Gus Bradley interviewing coordinators and such. But they'll all be back next week. Mm-hmm. And on Monday, get ready for that Senior Bowl and get a plan in place.
Well, and it's again, an exciting time for the coaches who go there, because it truly is a chance for them to get to know some of these guys. And then when they get to the point in March and April where they're talking about these guys, there can be some serious dialogue between Dave Caldwell. Hey, what did you think of this guy? How was he in the room? How was he in practice? Did he give you everything you wanted to give? So they certainly thought that that helped with Telvin Smith. I don't think there's any way in the world Aaron Colvin is on this team.
No way.
If they hadn't seen him for that day at the Senior Bowl. And he made enough of an impression with his attitude, with his personality, with whatever, that they said this is a guy worth taking a chance on. I'm sure there were guys, too, which doesn't get talked about a whole lot, I'm sure there were guys at the Senior Bowl that they stayed away from because they got in the room with the guy and said, you know what, this is not what we're looking for. So the more information, and I've gotten asked that question, do you think they'll have as big an impact with the draft this year with Senior Bowl guys? Well, you may not ever know, because it may be that they pass on two guys that they don't believe are good fits here, and that's the benefit they get out of the Senior Bowl.
Right.
So, as Gus said, you really don't want to be having this conversation next year. But for right now, they're certainly enthusiastic about having the chance to do it again.
Let's talk season ticket renewals, Jags 365 members. The Jags have emailed your personalized 2015 season ticket renewal brochure. The January 16th deadline to renew is right around the corner. Renew now and enter to win amazing prizes, including a Shad Khan suite experience, appearances from Jackson DeVille and The Roar, and Super Bowl tickets. For information about your account, call 904-633-2000, select option 1. The Jaguars want to give you more this upcoming 2015 season.